This is a follow-up psychiatric evaluation management. Patient name is Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, last name is McDonald, M-C-D-O-N-A-L-D, date of birth is 8/29/1934, date of evaluation is 9/13/2023, facility is the neighborhoods of White Lake. Next, HPI history page complaints, psychiatric evaluation requested to address consultant pharmacist recommendations. Regarding decrease in Abilify, history of present illness. This is a 89 years old female who is well familiar to her service. Period patient was last seen by PA Mark on August 21, 2023. Period, I discussed her condition with staff. Period, patient is very confused. She was sitting calmly in the dining area. She did not seem to be in any distress, but when I asked her how she's feeling, she started complaining of, quote, not feeling well, unquote, and acknowledged feeling somewhat sad and lonely. Period, no thoughts of harm to self, others, sleep and appetite is fair. Period, patient had a fall recently, And she has significant cognitive impairment, which increases her risk of falls. Period. Consultant pharmacist recommended gradual dose reduction of Abilify in an attempt to minimize use of antipsychotic medications. Period. Patient seems to have responded well to current medications. And severity of her depression and anxiety is less. Next paragraph. Internal medical social family history. Date of last was 8/21/2023. Next paragraph. Review of medical family social history indicate no changes since last visit as noted above. Next paragraph. Medical history unremarkable. Social history. Unremarkable, family history unremarkable. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, review, collateral performance chart, nursing. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medications. See medication page, number one, Abilify, number two, Buspar, number two, number three, Lexapro. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitutional, non grooming, fair, motor movements, weakness, stature, sitting, gait, not tested, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor. Cooperative effect, flat, mood, dysphoric, speech, trouble finding words, thought processing, confused, suicidal, misalignation denied, psychotic symptoms, no evidence of psychosis or AVH, for knowledge, poor judgment, poor insight, poor orientation, person with a normal place, time impaired, attention, concentration impaired, memory recent, impaired sleep problems, non-appetite, fair. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, Alzheimer's disease related onset G30.1. Next paragraph, mood disorder due to known physiological condition with mixed features, F06.34. Plans continue. Lexapro and Abilify as prescribed. Period, I would agree with the trial of decrease in Abilify from 10 mg once a day to 7 mg once a day in an attempt to use the lowest effective dose of antipsychotic medications. Number three, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition, F06.4. Plans continue Buspar. Next paragraph. Disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behavior in your concern. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Number three, notify our service for any worsening of depression with dose reduction trial of Abilify. Next paragraph, orders and procedure 99318, end of dictation.